Whether you are a renter or a buyer, finding an affordable place to live in the U.S. can feel pretty impossible. For starters, there's a huge shortage of available homes, somewhere between 4 and 7 million by some estimates. And then those who do find homes are spending a much bigger chunk of their paycheck on housing than in recent years. Take Natalie French. She was renting an apartment with a roommate in Albuquerque, New Mexico, when they found out it was about to get a lot more expensive.
They gave us a notice that the rent was going to be going up by $225 a month. Then there were pet fees, and so that was totally out of our price range.
Well, French and her roommate ultimately decided to move out and part ways, and for French, that meant leaving Albuquerque altogether.
I'm going to be moving back home to Louisville to live with my mother. I would love to be able to afford a place on my own, but with my salary, that is not feasible.
So it is tough out there for renters, and for prospective home buyers, the outlook is just as grim. Ellen Lamont lives in Denver, Colorado, with her partner. The search for their first house took a while, so long, in fact, that they put down offers on more than 20 homes before they finally closed on one because they kept losing out to other buyers.
This idea of having your dream home is not realistic, even at my age, and it's just, where can I live? Where can I even get a place? And I look at whatever I'm going to buy at this point as like, well, if I buy it, maybe if I can eventually afford a house again in the future, this will be an investment property that I can rent.
Well, here to help us understand why affordable housing can feel like a pipe dream and what can be done about it is Alex Horowitz. He's director of Pew's Housing Policy Initiative. Hi there. Welcome.
Hi. Glad to be here.
So let's start with that statistic I just cited at the top, a shortage of somewhere between 4 and 7 million homes in the U.S., or as we just heard Ellen Lamont put it, where can I live? Are we short on all homes, full stop? Are we short on affordable homes? How should we think about this?
We're short on all homes, full stop. There just aren't enough of them. And that means that existing homes are getting bid up because we see high-income households competing with low-income households for the same residences, since just not enough are getting built.
And what's driving this? Why?
So restrictive zoning is the primary culprit. It's made it hard to build homes in the areas where there are jobs. And so that has created an immense housing shortage, and each home is getting bid up, whether it's a rental or whether it's a home to buy.
I want to ask if there are any cities getting this right. Can you give me an example of one that has looked at its zoning laws and said, we could actually make this more affordable if we change things?
There are definitely cities that are getting this right, and we've seen a lot of changes in recent years to allow more homes, especially the kinds of homes that are in shortest supply, namely apartments, townhouses, duplexes, and homes that don't cost as much as a detached single-family house. Minneapolis is a great example. Minneapolis updated their zoning to make it much easier to build apartments near commerce and near transit, in part by eliminating parking minimums and also by making permitting easy, and it worked. They're producing housing at triple the rate of the U.S. and the rest of Minnesota, and that has meant they've kept their rents flat for about 7 years.
Is there a downside? I'm thinking of people trying to find a parking place, for starters.
So we see that in places that have actually eliminated parking minimums, that we see fewer people driving at all and having cars, and we see vehicle miles traveled decrease because people can get around via other mechanisms. But look, change can be disconcerting, and we certainly see some local elected officials and some residents concerned about changes in their community, even though the evidence suggests that allowing more homes is mostly beneficial by improving affordability and reducing homelessness.
Okay, so let's drill down first on the renters' side of this. We heard from Natalie French, the renter who had to move out of her apartment when her rent went way up. How typical is that? Is that happening to people all over the country?
That is happening, and rents have been rising rapidly, up about 30% in the U.S. since 2017, with median rents now hitting about $1,400 a month. And we've never been at a time before where half of renters were spending 30% or more of income on rent, but that's happening for the first time.
Yeah. And then on the home buying side, we hear a lot about mortgage rates. They keep climbing. They don't look like they're coming down anytime soon. Are there other factors that make this a tough time to buy?
A lack of starter homes is really keeping it difficult for first-time homebuyers to crack the market. And that is because traditionally, starter homes are small homes. That means a home on a small lot, maybe a townhouse. And we're seeing far fewer of those come onto the market. Many jurisdictions require large minimum lot sizes. And that means that land costs end up being a big part of the equation. Houston is the place that has had the most success in bringing starter homes into the market. And it was by reducing their minimum lot size, and then 80,000 townhouses followed.
So does it boil down to the double whammy of there aren't enough homes, full stop, and even if there were a home, it's really hard to afford a mortgage in an era where mortgage rates are sky high?
Mortgage rates are a piece of the puzzle, but at a fundamental level, even when mortgage rates were low, it was hard to buy a home for the first time because there simply aren't enough of them. And a lot of the ones that we have are bigger than what people need. U.S. household size is at an all-time low of 2.50 people per household. And so we see homes that are bigger than what a lot of residents are looking for.
So many different factors at play here. You know, when we call you back, Alex, 2, 3, 4, 5 years from now, are you optimistic that more Americans who would like to buy or rent a home will be able to do so?
I am. I'm optimistic because of the steps that are taking place at the state and local level. It's really been remarkable how quickly we're seeing states and cities act to legalize lower cost homes, to reduce the parking minimums that have made apartment buildings difficult to build. And we haven't seen this kind of state level action before, because when a state acts, it increases the housing supply everywhere in the state. A state government has to act in order to fix regional housing affordability, but we're seeing that happen for the first time over the past few years.
That's Alex Horowitz, who directs Pew's Housing Policy Initiative. Thanks so much for your time.
Thanks so much.